This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show, guys. Thanks for being here. It's 5:30. It is Thursday, May 15th, and we are ready to go this morning. It is kind of a bittersweet morning, though, if you're a VGK fan. Mm. So, man, what a game last night in overtime. They lose, and they are done for the season. I always get a little sad when that happens. Mm-hmm. And this team has been incredibly lucky with its success since its inception. I mean, if you look at some of the other teams out there that haven't had the opportunity to go to the playoffs like we have, you should be happy. But it just makes me so sad. Hockey's done for us for now.
I was never really into hockey before moving to Vegas. And when I moved here and the hype around it and the love for it, I was, you know, I slowly got into it. And now I'm just fully in. And I love the fact that, like, when I talk to other hockey fans that are like Kings fans or whatever fans, they really hate Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, the hate is real.
Well, you know what? You only hate what you don't have, right?
That is right.
So that's the way I look at it. I saw my cousin was at the game last night, and he was doing the siren.
Who's your cousin?
Alec Martinez.
That's right.
He was there, and he was doing the siren. I was like, my cousin, he's here. Why didn't he call me when he's in town? But I just thought that was really cool that he still loves the Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just, I don't know. I thought that was amazing. So, yeah, that was kind of a bummer. That was kind of my night last night. I watched the game and we were like, eh. And so, you know, after that, I was like not really interested in watching anything else. I was like, well, I think it's time for bed. My day is done. How was your day yesterday?
My day was good. Busy. I'm getting my car done right now. I need to get new tires. So I have a loaner car right now. I don't know if you've seen it. It's in the parking lot.
I didn't notice. I didn't look.
So I'm driving right now a red Toyota Camry. And I swear to you, the dealership is like trying to be like, hey, you know, it's a really nice car. Maybe you trade in your old car.
Seriously?
I'm like, oh my God. Well, we'll see. Because I would love to trade in my car. But if I'm getting new tires, maybe that'll last me a longer time.
Don't get the tires and trade it in. Like, don't waste your money on the tires. Just trade it in now. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Use that tire money for a down payment. Come on.
I'm in a dilemma. I really am.
No, there's no dilemma here. Get rid of the car. Get a new car.
Don't like my the dealership I go to is Centennial Toyota, and the GM is the best. He's like, come on, Steph. You know, if you love it, why not? So I'm on the fence right now. I'm going to go to the dealership again today and talk to them and see what I do. But I want James to be there because I am not good at these big decisions. I need someone to like really talk me into it. Mercedes is over here like, do it.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with you. I'll talk you into it. That's no problem.
But yeah. Yeah. Driving it. I feel so good.
Oh, good. I wasn't even looking in that direction. You know, I was looking in the complete opposite direction towards the homeless people that live.
Oh, the mole people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I feel terrible. Don't get me wrong. But now, so we have like this, what are they called again? Like where the waterways, you know?
Oh, like the tunnel.
The tunnels that there's like one tunnel that has, you know, there's an entrance and an exit here by the station. And when I drive in, I see one of the tunnels and they're always up and, you know, doing their thing. And then what I noticed when I pulled into the parking lot on the other side of the tunnel, they've built like this, I don't know what it is. It's like a cover
like a
for the
fort?
Tunnel. Yeah. If you drive by, because something blue caught my eye from my right hand side. I turned and I looked and they have like these cables that are holding this tent thing to give shade to the tunnel. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, now they're like building on it. And so I don't know what to do. I don't want to make anyone move where they're, you know, finding shelter. But at the same time, I'm like, are we like building onto this now? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I feel for them because they're just trying to survive,
yes,
especially in the heat, right? And we don't want to be the bad guys to report them being like, hey, you know, they were causing messes. Because I will see like grocery carts around here and they'll get cleaned up, don't get me wrong. But it's like one of those things. It's like I feel like I'm the bad guy for reporting them, but at the same time we got to keep our streets clean.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation, and I don't even know who you would call. I mean, the police don't come and clear something out like that, do they? I just wish that, you know, maybe we could call like a homeless shelter to help them. But I don't think they probably want the help. That's why they're there. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I didn't see your car, because I saw the big blue tarp that they set up over on the other side of the tunnel.
Well, if you get a chance, this is my last day with it. So
saying
bye for now. And it's red. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of red. So if I do get a new car, I like the darker colors, like the grays, the blacks, the midnight blues. So
they have done studies that show that people that drive red cars are more likely to get speeding tickets. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but on that same note, if you don't drive like a maniac, you should have nothing to worry about.
This
so
is true.
We'll see what you can do. All right, well, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to see Lorde. Win them before you can buy him tickets. She is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and you are going to be there. Also, this morning, we have Sheryl Crow tickets for you, and an early edition of Heads Up. You get to check out the Crime Junkies podcast. It's going to come in here to Las Vegas. You get to be a part of it. That's coming up right around 6:25 this morning, so stick around for that. But right now, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Mixed Up by 311? All mixed up, you don't know what to do. Next thing you turn around and find a person is you. Thought a freak might be the thing, but you know this will pass. So just get off of your ass. Do you want to hear Only Happens When It Rains by Garbage? Do you want to hear Wherever You Will Go by The Calling? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go. Way up high or down low. I'll go wherever you will go. Though Those are your choices. You get to vote right now. Get them in. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, imagine it's your graduation day. You've worked hard. Your name's about to be called. The whole crowd is watching. And you look out and you see your mom. And she is basically dressed like she is hitting the red carpet at the Grammys. Like, well, I wouldn't even say Grammys. I'd say MTV Music Awards, you know, because fashion is a little more risque. Toni Braxton is going viral right now, not for a performance, not for a new album, but for what she wore to her son's graduation. Let's just say it's not giving Proud Mom. It's given like Fashion Nova After Dark.
No way.
Have you seen the pictures yet?
I'm looking at them now. Oh, hey, Toni.
I know, right? The internet's really divided. Some people are defending her. Others are like, ma'am, this is not the Met Gala. Like, so have you ever been in a situation where your parents absolutely mortified you in public with something that they were wearing? Like their outfit, you were just like, mom, no. Please do not. 702-364-9400. Do your parents, do they dress like okay, or do they dress kind of like, oh gosh, here we go?
You know, my parents were pretty conservative as far as how they dressed, but it's like how they acted sometimes. I would be so embarrassed. My dad was the dad who drove a lot of me and my friends around. And I don't know if you know that he's in a cover band. And when he was practicing songs over and over again, he would be doing it while driving. And he had it on a little cassette tape. And he would be rapping over and over again. And the one song that he would rap in front of my friends over and over and over again was this song, Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. Over and over.
That's funny.
He would be rapping Will Smith, and he'd be like rapping to my friends like he's 25. I'm like, Dad, please stop. So now whenever I hear this song, I think of my dad rapping to my friends.
What did your parents wear or even do that just made you cringe? 702-364-9400. I think that parental fashion choices, they're either like so ahead of the game where it's like, wow, you look so good, or it's like, oh my gosh. I remember my dad, he was the dad that would wear his shorts like up to his almost up to his like nipples, like he wore them so high, and then he'd wear socks like pulled up, and I'm just like, Dad, can you not, like, why? He's like, what's wrong with this? And I'm like, pull your shorts down. They're so high. And he's like, I got to cover my belly. I'm like, it does not cover it. It accentuates it. You can't do that, you know?
For dads, I can see it's especially if you got a little belly going on, it could accentuate the belly.
Oh, but why do dads also like to wear the socks? Like, I know it's the style now, but I'm not talking about like the cool athletic socks or the cool stance socks. I'm talking about like the brown dress socks that they decide they're going to wear with their tennis shoes. It's like, oh my gosh, why?
Did your dad have suspenders?
No. Oh, thank God. But I think my grandpa did. But it was cute for a grandpa. See, that's the difference. Like, it's okay. I think some of those things are okay for grandpas, but for dads,
Not fair. Dad can't wear it, but grandpa can.
Dad, you got to get a couple more years under your belt before you're allowed to go that place. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It's Thursday, May 15th. Kind of a sad morning if you're a Golden Knights fan. The season is over. They lost to the Edmonton Oilers yesterday. 1-0 in overtime. And Edmonton goes on winning that series 4-1. It's just a heartbreaker. You hate to see it, but alas, there can only be one winner.
I know. It was a bummer last night. And I don't know what it is about the Edmonton Oilers I just don't like. And maybe it's because one of their super fans just rubs me the wrong way. And the fan I'm talking about is Mama Stanley. Do you know who Mama Stanley is, Mercedes?
I don't. I'm looking her up right now.
Okay, so Mama Stanley is this fan of the Oilers who dresses in all silver.
Oh, she's a cute old lady. What are you talking about? You don't like her?
She did an interview with a TikToker, and the TikToker asked, "Who is your least Vegas, your least favorite Vegas Golden Knights player?" And she replies with Mark Stone. Because he is so mean. I don't know why that interview. And
she's
just,
dead to me.
Now
that she said that, she's dead to me.
And it's like, just picture this. If you don't know who Mama Stanley is, she has silver face paint. She has like a tinsel type of blazer that she wears. She has like this hat that's formed as the Stanley Cup. She's dressed up basically as the Stanley Cup. And I'm like, okay, lady, first of all, you're on the way there. I get what you're trying to do, but like dress up in like Edmonton Oilers stuff. I don't know.
I appreciate her need to be different, and she stands out. Like, we're not talking about a random person wearing an Edmonton Oilers, you know, sweater or anything like that. This lady stands out, and I get that. Super fans want to stand out, but I don't like the mean-spirited super fans. If you're talking crap like that, talk about how much you love your team. But there is one super fan that I cannot stand. He makes me crazy. And it is Marlins Man.
Marlins Man?
Do you know who Marlins Man is?
No.
Oh my gosh. This guy, he wears his blinding orange jersey and visor. He pops up behind home plate at every major sporting event. Like,
what?
Like some kind of photo bombing Where's Waldo guy in highlighter ink. It's like, sir, why are you at game 7 of the NBA Finals in full Marlins gear when the Marlins don't even play basketball? Like, what are you doing there? You are not a super fan. You are a distraction. He's like the human equivalent of, like, when you're on YouTube and you're hitting skip ad and it doesn't go. He's like, he's just like, ugh, he's just there. He's annoying.
I see his orange visor. There's a picture of him where he puts his visor to the side to make him look like a rapper.
Marlins Man.
No.
I can't stand that guy.
Oh, between Mama Stanley, who looks like she just threw up glitter at Party City, and Marlins Man, I can see why we hate them.
This guy, I don't like using the word hate.
You're right.
I don't, but I just strongly dislike him. Get out of here. Let a real fan sit there. You're cheering for the Marlins. Get out of here.
How does he get to the
I
games?
Don't know. I cannot figure out how he is at, like, the World Series. His team's not even playing, and there he is right behind home plate. I'm like, get out of here.
Get a life. So,
we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Your tickets to see Lord. Win them before you can buy him tickets. They don't go on sale till tomorrow, but we have your pair at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we do have an early edition of Heads Up for you. We're going to get you a couple of tickets to check out Crime Junkie Live, Life Rule Number 10. You can check out the award-winning podcasters from Crime Junkies, and we've got those tickets with an early edition of Heads Up. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. She's been teasing us for years, but tomorrow, Rihanna finally giving us something. It's not the album, but it is new music. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Rihanna is trending this morning. She is finally dropping new music. Her first song in nearly 3 years lands this Friday. The track is called Friend of Mine, and it's part of the upcoming Smurfs movie soundtrack. Now, she plays the voice of Smurfette, and it's not the long-awaited R9 album, but
no.
Hey, it's something at least. So the snippet she posted, it has a very like laid-back kind of Afrobeat vibe, and she's singing on it. Here is what they posted. So that's about all we've got about it. Again, she is voicing Smurfette in the movie. So, I mean, I like the sound of it. I'm not going to complain about the album not coming. At least we're getting some new music. But I just remember when she had that song from the Black Panther soundtrack, and everybody was like, no.
Ooh, that was so bad.
The memes cracked me up because it was right around the time that she was performing at the Super Bowl. And all the memes were like, if this is Rihanna's first song, and then it plays. And then it shows everybody walking out of the stadium.
Oh my God, how sad.
I didn't think that song was that bad. I just was like, oh, this is like the comeback song. I'm like, eh, okay. It's not what we know for. But she still sounds amazing no matter what. Back in February, she teased that her next album is finally taking shape. She says she's feeling really optimistic about it, that she's cracked it after nearly a decade of fans begging. So is this the warm-up? Is this the appetizer before the main course? Either way, new Rihanna is new Rihanna, and that's all I can ask for.
That's right. And I love how she's a mom, and she's pregnant with her third, and her and ASAP are just couple goals. So you never know what she's really thinking about and what she's really cooking up, not just in her little oven, but...
I just feel like she is going to drop it when we least expect it. You know, she's not going to give us a notice. It's going to be... Like, remember when Beyonce dropped that one album just overnight and people woke up and there was a Beyonce album? We're like, ah! I think she's going to do the same thing.
You think so?
I think she's just... Because it's become a running joke. Like, where is it? Where is it? That finally we're going to be like, I give up. And then she's going to be like, here it is! And that's what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amy, you are caller 20.
Woo!
You ready to win these tickets? This is a really cool experience. The Crime Junkie Live Life Rule Number 10 Tour coming to Resorts World. We have your tickets right now with Heads Up. Just pick a category. Do you want to go with Core Memories or Winner Winner Chicken Dinner?
Winner Winner Chicken Dinner.
Okay. Dance Like a Chicken Day. It was yesterday. These are all things associated with eggs or chickens or whatever. Chickens. Okay. So we just have to get six in 60 seconds. That's it. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is like a male chicken.
Or a rooster.
Yes. This is like the female chicken.
Hen?
Yes. This is what they sit in to lay their eggs. They build
nest.
One. Yes.
Nest.
This is when they want to peck at something, they use this.
Beak.
Yes. Old MacDonald had a...
farm.
Yes. Birds of a blank...
feather.
Yes.
Nice.
Very good, Amy. You got it. That was so fast, too. Congratulations.
Hey, great partner.
Hey, you were fantastic. And now you are going to check out this really cool event, Crime Junkie Live, Life Rule Number 10 Tour. It's coming to Las Vegas, Resorts World. It's going to be like a live show that gives you an up-close experience with your favorite podcast, deep dives you into a case that you need to hear. So this is going to be really fascinating and fun. You are in for free. And if you want to go check this out, don't worry, we'll have another pair of tickets for you coming up right around 9:40 this morning. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We've all been there. You hear a song and you think they're saying one thing, and then you find out the real lyric and you're like, oh, I had absolutely no idea. And there's a song that we play on this station that literally had your heart pounding the other day when we played it. What happened?
Yeah, the song that we've been playing over and over again, it's Now or Never by Bon Jovi and Pitbull. It's this song right here. We know it. We love it. And I was listening to it the other day, and I'm listening to it like, oh, are we playing the explicit version to this song?
There's an explicit version?
That's what I thought there was when I was listening to it. So I'm listening to it, and I swear to you, I thought that Bon Jovi kept repeating the S word over and over again.
What?
Okay, just listen to this, and I want you to hear, if you hear breaking bleep, I did it my way. Okay? Here we go. Breaking bleep, I did it my way is what I've been hearing over and over again.
Okay.
Do you not hear that?
No, he says, like Frankie said, I did it my way. That's from the song It's My Life.
No, I could have sworn it was breaking bleep, I did it my way. One more time, please. Right here. I'm like, what are we doing?
Well, did you feel that way in It's My Life when you hear? Because that's literally a line from the song It's My Life. Did you feel like he was saying that in It's My Life?
No. I just thought
Why did it change in the song? It's literally exactly the same.
So I'm thinking over here, Pitbull, change the lyrics to Bon Jovi. And no, you're right. It's actually like Frankie said, I did it my way.
That is so funny. I don't hear that one, but maybe I need to listen to it a few more times. But I'm with you because that happens to me all the time. My brain hears certain things. Is there a song lyric that you thought they were saying one thing? Turns out they were saying something completely different. 702-364-9400. So there, the song Abracadabra by Lady Gaga. I love this song. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm obsessed with this song. And there's this part in the song where she says, save me from this empty fight. Well, I didn't know it was Save Me From This Empty Fight until I Googled the lyrics, because I thought, wow, this is really weird that she's singing about this. I thought she was saying, save me from Ozempic butt. I've heard that phrase Ozempic butt before. I don't even know what that means. But I've heard people say like, oh, you have Ozempic face. Oh, you have Ozempic butt. Like, I've heard people saying that, uh-huh, like when referring to celebrities. And I thought she was saying, save me from Ozempic butt. Here's the part. Save me from this empty butt. Does it not sound like she's saying Ozempic butt?
I hear the Ozempic, but I do not hear the butt.
I swear, I'm like, what? Did she just say save me from Ozempic butt? Wow, we're singing about Ozempic now. Okay, Lady Gaga, I was completely thrown off by that. And now I can't unhear it, even though she's saying save me from this empty fight. All I hear is save me from Ozempic butt.
I think of all the songs that I've misheard lyrics to. When I was a kid in the 90s, I remember the song Waterfalls, TLC. I thought it was Don't Go Jason Waterfalls, like a guy's name.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. That you're not the only one on those. That is so funny. We're getting some texts here. Wow, you guys have some weird thoughts on this. This one says, oh, this is a classic. Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer. But you think it's Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza? That is a classic. Absolutely. Let's see. Let's talk to Amanda. Amanda, what is the misunderstood song lyric?
Amanda, what is it for you?
So my absolute favorite mislyric songs is when I was in college and my roommate and I were in our car, and singing at the top of our lungs to No Doubt Spiderwebs. And we get to the chorus, and it's, as you know, and it's all your fault, I screened my phone calls. And my roommate at the top of her lungs is singing, and it's all your fault, I screened my balls off.
I mean, it is your fault, I screamed my balls off.
It's like, now I'm not gonna not hear these misheard lyrics.
I like the misheard ones better, honestly. I'm gonna start saying the S word when I sing the Bon Jovi song. I'm gonna continue with Ozempic, but, and yeah, now No Doubt has a whole new sound to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, so today, happy birthday, because it is Las Vegas's birthday.
Yay!
In case you didn't know, today is Las Vegas's 120th birthday. It was founded on May 15th. 1905. It was just a small railroad stop in the desert, and then it turned into a tourism, a hospitality, and an entertainment destination. And more than 50 years later, the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign was established, becoming a symbol for the entertainment capital of the world.
Why haven't you taken a picture at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign yet?
Because it's a pain to get there and there's always a line. I just don't have the time for it. I'm good. I don't need it. Did you take a picture over there?
Of course I did. Right when I moved here, I took a picture right in front of that sign. And when I used to visit when I lived in San Diego, that was the thing. We would go take a picture at the Las Vegas sign.
It's a tourist thing. It's a tourist thing. Real locals don't need that.
Come on, Mercedes.
Real locals don't need a
one day
to Las Vegas picture.
I'm going to bring you there. I'm going to blindfold you.
I don't want to give me a picture in front of the new Whole Foods in Summerlin. I want
in front of H Mart in Chinatown.
Yeah, give me a picture there. That's where I want to go.
I love you.
Jennifer Lopez, she revealed she injured her face during rehearsals for the 2025 American Music Awards. She shared photos on her Instagram stories. She's got this big old gash on her nose. She wrote, "So this happened," on her selfie. She confirmed that The injury happened during rehearsal. She didn't really say what happened, but she was treated by celebrity plastic surgeon Dr. Jason Diamond, and she gave him a shout out on her update. She said, "Thanks for stitching me up, Dr. Diamond." Thankfully, she says, "A week later and a whole lot of ice, I'm good as new," but she's set to host and perform May 26th at the show here in Las Vegas over at the Fountain Blue.
Oh, okay. She has about like 10 days to fully recover, but I'm looking at this photo of her icing her, J-Lo icing her eye. She still looks so good.
I know. It's like, come on.
Not fair.
This has got to be a filter. Are you kidding? You always look this good? My gosh, that's no good for her. But I'm wondering what she was doing that caused this injury. Like, what kind of performance is she going to be giving to us? Or was she just like talking about introducing a performer and then something fell in her head? How did this happen?
Well, if you remember her halftime performance at the Super Bowl, she was going, like, she had all these props, she had that pole, and she danced sometimes in heels, so maybe her dancer was wearing heels, and they did, like, a big kick, so maybe she got injured there, so who knows?
Yeah, with the thing with her, I mean, you're in the dance world. How good of a dancer is she on a scale of 1 to 10 in the dance world? Like, do dancers consider her like top tier, or is she kind of middle of the road? I'm just curious, because to me, as someone who is not a dancer, I think she looks like she's a great dancer, but I'm wondering what dancers think.
Oh, she's a 10.
Really?
She is so good. She actually was a judge on one of those dance competitions. Do you remember World of Dance?
Oh, yeah.
So she was a judge on there because, like, she's very integrated into that world. The way that when she's a judge on that show, the feedback that she's giving and the critiques, you know that she knows the way ins and outs of the dance world.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is very well-rounded. I know some people will debate her singing skills or whatever, but if you think about it, the acting, the singing, the dancing, and the fact that she can do all that, that's pretty impressive. Finally this morning, think back to when you were in high school. Did you ever cheat? Like, on schoolwork, we're not talking boyfriends and girlfriends here. Did you ever cheat? There was a new survey that just came out. 59% of people claim they never cheated on homework or tests in high school. Liars. 28% admit to cheating occasionally, and only 4% admit that they did it frequently. 6% say they're not sure. This was probably inspired by all the talk today of students cheating with smartphones, AI, other technology. Like, it's really easy to cheat these days, I think. So the AP tests are going on right now. My daughter is taking them, and she just had one AP test. I think she has another one today, and they're talking about how, I mean, this is strict stuff. They make sure you do not have any access to phones, to anything, because I saw a story in, there was a school, it was another state, they were taking the AP calculus exam, and a balloon popped near a fire sensor or something, and it went off, it set off the sensor, everyone had to leave. They were told that all of their scores were going to be completely canceled and they had to retake it. They were like 75% done with the test because they left the classroom and they couldn't risk someone cheating.
I just think,
could
about
you imagine
how stressed I am immediately going into the test and then knowing that I'm almost done with the test and then that all doesn't matter
on AP calculus, no less. I mean, not that I would ever be in that room, but you know. True.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
What is up, Christina? You're caller 20.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. We have an $875 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers for you. If you guess the song faster than I can. I don't know if you heard yesterday, Christina. I just threw a wild guess out on the title of a song. I happened to get it right. So that just goes to show you, this could be your day. I don't know if we're going to know the song or not, but I hope you get it. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm going to leave. Good luck. I hope you get it.
Bye. Bye, Mercedes.
See ya.
All right, she's out. She's leaving the studio. Christina, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, the next, this is how the game works. Beat Mercedes, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you know the song, say got it. Once you say got it, you have 5 seconds to say something, okay?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now. Got it. Go ahead.
Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
Okay, I'm writing down your time. Let's bring Mercedes in.
Mercedes.
All right, Christino, you have your kids Noah and Jesus in the car. Where do they go to school?
Yes. Somerset Stephanie.
Oh, nice. I love that name. Stephanie. Okay. Mercedes is back. Christino, I'm putting you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That was fast. I was grabbing something off the printer. A remote comes out there. I was like, oh, wow.
I saw you jogging into your studio.
I was not prepared for it to be that fast. That tells me that maybe we had some success here. Okay.
Maybe. Okay.
Don't be a party pooper.
What does that mean? Should I not win because of that? Is that being a party pooper?
Hey, we don't know Pretty if much. She got the answer right or wrong.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're okay. right. But I have a feeling now that's the way you guys are looking at me.
All right. Let's take a deep breath.
Okay.
Because the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. What was that noise? All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
Okay, final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that song way too many times. The dude rhymes the word things with things in it. Like, it's just like the song.
Creative.
Yeah, okay. Very.
All righty, Mercedes. Will you stop the clock? At 1.2 seconds.
Okay.
And you got it correct.
Okay.
Christina also got it correct.
Okay.
But she stopped the clock at 3.2 seconds.
Things. Things. Like, this guy. Like, come on. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Christina. That's just a song I know. Not because I want to, because I had to. And so that means, oh my gosh, you guys, we have a $900 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Tomorrow morning, your chance to win with Beat Mercedes. And now, the most eloquent writer of all, Things and Things. It's Kid Rock. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Las Vegas is facing an urgent animal welfare crisis. The Animal Foundation, which is the largest shelter in the state, they're now caring for more than 1,000 animals, which is a 61% increase in intake that has pushed the facility to what they're now calling inhumane levels. So the shelter has warned that without any immediate help from adopters and fosters, they may have to begin euthanizing animals for space. Ugh. And this is just a crisis right now. And we have on the phone the CEO of the Animal Foundation, Hillary Gray, to help us kind of understand what's happening behind the scenes and more importantly, how we can save their lives. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. We appreciate it so much.
Of course. Thank you for calling in. Let's start with the situation right now. Over 1,000 animals. What does that look like on the ground in the shelter?
You know, it's crazy. We are definitely over capacity. What you're seeing is as soon as a dog goes out to foster or adopt, we sanitize that kennel and there's another one in immediately. Because more are coming in than we can get out through foster and adoption and returning animals home.
Now, I keep hearing that you are at inhumane levels. Can you explain what that means for the animals that are in your care right now?
Sure. I mean, you never want the shelter to be completely full, even in our regular kennel capacity, because it's very stressful. It's very hard on the animals. It means that disease can spread faster. It's tougher on our teams that have to do more laundry, more supplies, turn around those kennels quickly, because believe me, every single one of us wants to do everything we can to never have to make decisions based on space. So what we've seen is with so many animals coming in, there are more that are waiting for kennels in the general population. So you've seen our pictures and videos of like animals in crates, which are not long-term solutions.
Yeah. And then now there's talk about possibly having to euthanize for space. Is that already happening or is that a last resort?
It's always a last resort. We never want to be doing that. You know, euthanasia in the shelter should really only occur when it's a medical mercy, when you have a very, very sick animal that is, you know, beyond help, where it's inhumane to keep them with us, or if you have a very dangerous situation, an animal that's bitten and isn't going to be a good candidate for a foster or adoption. We never want to be looking at that for space. And I'll tell you, Mercedes, the Animal Foundation has come so far in doing everything we can to advocate for every animal. You can see we have dogs that have been with us for 120 days.
Yeah.
We know this is a great dog that just needs a second chance. So, you know, there's a lot that's causing the situation, but there's also a lot that can be done.
Well, so can you explain to me what is happening? Why is there a 61% spike in intake? Is it post-pandemic returns, strays, something else? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is I got to the Animal Foundation in 2022 and was told pre-pandemic there was a historic downturn in intakes. Intakes were going down for 10 years, and we've seen the opposite effect. We presume that part of it is post-pandemic. There's a lot of economic issues in the community. There's housing issues. We're still in Las Vegas, sadly, behind the times, where landlords can cause double dips, where they will charge people not only pet rent, but also pet deposits, and they can change those at any time. There's employment issues. There's a lot of reasons that we see people surrendering their pets. But what's really interesting is where we see the most dramatic increase is a place that it doesn't need to happen, and that's in strays. And when you think of strays, you might think animals that are abandoned and have been out there on their own for a while. But the majority of strays we see are really just people's lost pets that have gotten out the door because, you know, Amazon came by or the kids were playing at the gate. And those pets need to go home. So we're really just begging people, one, ID your pets. And two, if you see a friendly stray, chances are he belongs to somebody that's in your neighborhood. So if we can just be better neighbors and help people to get their pets returned to them,
yeah,
there's
reunite.
So many tools now to do that. We would never be overcrowded. I'm serious. If we could just reduce that percentage of strays, we would never be overcrowded and we wouldn't have this issue.
We're talking to CEO of the Animal Foundation, Hillary Gray, about this urgent animal welfare crisis. Hillary, like for someone listening right now who wants to help, not sure how to do that, what's the very first step that we should take here?
There are really three basic things that we can use help with. One is come on down and foster or adopt. If you're looking for a new pet, man, we have so many wonderful dogs and cats in the shelter right now. Every breed, every size, every age. If you can't adopt, but you can foster for a little while, that's helpful too. A lot of the time, even if that dog is not destined to be your permanent family member, a friend or a neighbor will see that dog and will adopt him, and we can do it without ever returning to the shelter. That's great.
Yeah,
the second thing, if you're a pet owner, put some ID on your pet.
Yes.
You know, microchipping is the best. It's easy to do. It's not expensive. We have low-cost microchip appointments in our clinic almost every day. Any vet can do it. That's the best because it's on board the animal all the time, and you just have to update the information online when you move. But short of that, put a collar on your pet, put a tag on your pet, write your phone number with a Sharpie marker, because we want to be able to help people get your pet back to you. If they end up in the shelter, then we can get your pet back to you, but help your neighbors to help you too. That seems very fundamental, but we see so many that have no ID. And then the third thing is just what I was describing. Like, really think about it. When you have a friendly dog wander up to you, all the studies show that most lost pets are lost in their own neighborhood. So they are probably just feet from their home. So instead of, oh, I got to take this dog to the shelter, or making your first call animal control, like, walk them around the neighborhood, put a photo on Nextdoor. Yeah. Or if you don't know how to do these things, we have at the Animal Foundation, we started last year, a pet support hotline that's open every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call them and they will walk you through how to try to find the owner. If you think you're in danger of having to surrender your pet, they can hook you up with resources. Can I give you the number?
Yes, please. Give it to everyone. Yes.
Yeah, it's an easy number. It's 702-760-PETS. And like I say, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Make that your first call instead of animal control, and we can definitely help.
Hillary, this is crisis time, and this is where we really need to come together and help. And I hope that someone listening would consider, like you said, maybe not even adopting, but just fostering a pet to help relieve you guys right now. And anything else we can do, please let us know, Hillary, and keep us posted on this. And thank you guys for what you are doing and for getting the word out. Steph told me about this yesterday, and she's like, hey, this is a terrible situation. The more I read about it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is absolutely awful. So I'm hoping that the right people hear this and we're able to help in some way.
I can give you some good news, which is getting the word out yesterday. We had 53 dog and cat adoptions.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yay! We love that.
But the reality that we have is we also had 113 more animals come into us yesterday.
Oh my gosh. People, post on your social media if you find an animal. Make a post. Like, you know, go around the neighborhood with them. Like, don't send them off right away. Yeah. Hillary, thank you for what you and all the people over at the Animal Foundation are doing. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mercedes. And thanks to everybody who stepped up to help. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we'll get all that information for you on our social media. If you have any questions, what you can do to help. They definitely need the help right now. So please do what you can. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller 20. You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
So exciting. What? Yes, I listen every morning.
Oh, that's awesome. How do you do typically when you play along in your car?
Sometimes I do really well, and sometimes I don't do so well, so okay. We'll see how it goes.
Today's going to be a good day. I just have a feeling about this one. It's been a while since we've had a winner. You're going to get two tickets to see Lord. Win them before you can buy him tickets. If you conquer the Mega Minute, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, Miranda, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute for the 60 seconds, it starts now.
In the alphabet, which letter comes after R?
F.
Yes. What season comes after spring?
Summer.
Yes. What festival is happening this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
EDC.
Yes. What country is the singer Lord from?
Pass.
What time is it? It is a quarter till 9.
8:45.
Yes. What singer is known as the Princess of Pop?
Pass.
What late Australian star was known as the Crocodile Hunter?
Steve Irwin.
Yes. Hakuna Matata is a saying from which Disney movie?
Lion King.
Yes. What color is found at the top of a rainbow?
Red.
Yes. I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts is the theme song from what TV show? Yes. What country is the singer Lord from?
New Zealand.
Yes. What singer is known as the Princess of Pop?
Britney Spears.
Yes! Amazing. Oh my gosh, you kept calm. You kept your composure. You passed, but you came back and you got those. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm like shaking. That's so awesome.
Oh my God. How did you come up with those last two questions with New Zealand and then Britney Spears?
I knew the answers. I just had to remember them. I knew if I passed, I would remember them.
Sometimes it takes a minute. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you, Miranda. You're going to see Lorde. You just got Widow before you can buy him tickets to see her at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And you know, when you're there, you yell out, I know you're from New Zealand.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Congratulations. And don't you worry, we'll have more of these tickets to give away tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Several of the most prominent hotels on the Las Vegas Strip are facing a class action lawsuit accusing them of using a pricing algorithm to artificially inflate room rates, allegedly violating antitrust laws. So the suit, which was filed in Nevada federal court, targets hotel operators, including Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts, Treasure Island, among others. And plaintiffs claim that the hotels all colluded by using a shared revenue management software system, which is developed by Rainmaker, which is a company that provides dynamic pricing tools. So according to this complaint, this system allows hotels to coordinate rate adjustments. So it just makes prices higher for guests across the board. They're all like in it together, allegedly. They say that this practice suppressed competition. It left consumers paying really inflated prices without their knowledge. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say that this whole synchronized pricing behavior goes beyond standard market practices. And it's kind of a form of price fixing. So the defendants haven't responded publicly. This case, though, could have really wide-ranging implications for hotel pricing strategies. across the industry, not just in Las Vegas.
Ooh, did you say how they got caught or what was the deal?
It wasn't necessarily getting caught. It's just that they've all been using this software. So it's like, oh, they're all coordinating this together. Like this. Yeah, it's just legal experts are saying that this is really going to set a precedent for, you know, like algorithm based pricing.
Yeah.
Where they have like a certain formula that they use. And so I don't know. It's just I always kind of thought to myself that they had to be in on it together just because, hey, if there's a big convention in town, hey, guys, right, we're raising our prices. But maybe there's more to it. I don't know.
No, I see your thinking. And then the fees when my friends come to town, I think that like the crazy fees that they're adding on to hotels, it's ridiculous. And I don't think a lot of them are really necessary.
Yeah, that is just the whole junk fees thing is another thing that's going on at the Las Vegas resorts, because there's this new FTC junk fee rule, I guess. And so the new rule means that you have to disclose these junk fees when you're staying somewhere. And it's not just there, it's like on live event ticketing events too.
Oh, like Ticketmaster and stuff.
Ooh. So they say that businesses must disclose fees or charges for mandatory ancillary goods or services in the total price. Because like how many times have you gone to buy a concert ticket and you're like, okay, it's $60, and then you go to check out, it's $95, and you're like, wait, what? It said $60, and then you look and there's all these ridiculous fees. It's so misleading.
That was me earlier on Uber Eats because I forgot my coffee at home and I was going to Uber Eats Starbucks and I was like, oh, a coffee's $5.95. And then I go to check out and it's $11.
Oh my gosh.
Like, forget
for
it.
Coffee. Yeah, yes. That's crazy. Also this morning, Taylor Swift's lawyers, the legal firm Venable, they're fighting this subpoena that drags her into Blake Lively's legal battle with Justin Baldoni. They say it is an abuse of the discovery process. So the subpoena requests that all communications between them and Lively, her husband, Ryan Reynolds, and or their attorney. And in this new filing, her lawyers say there's no reason for this subpoena other than to just distract from the facts of the case. Blake had previously accused Justin Baldoni of harassment and orchestrating this smear campaign when she filed a complaint, but he denies the allegations and countersued her and has seemingly hinted she used her friendship with Taylor Swift to pressure him. So this trial's not till March of next year, but no, it's already like getting crazy.
I mean, I know the rumors have been cleared, but remember the rumor a couple days ago was that Blake Lively threatened Taylor Swift to come out publicly about this whole Justin Baldoni thing, and then it looks like that claim has been denied. But imagine being Taylor Swift right now. She's just trying to go to the AMA.
Let her live her life. She gave us 3 years or 2 years of the Eras tour. Let her live her life. Leave her alone.
She needs a new era, and it's not this one.
Yes. Finally, this morning we were just talking about concerts. When you go to a concert, have you ever thought about how much you are paying per song? Like, ticket prices are already high. So if you took that ticket price, divided it by the number of songs that artist sang, how much do you think each song would be worth? If you do that, you'll find the best and the worst artist value for your dollar. Now, on the worst side, she is, oh, and I forgot to give you this one too. The worst artist value for your dollar is Lana Del Rey. She is the worst. She charges an average of $240 per ticket. She plays 15 songs for over 83 minutes. So that means you're paying $16.02 per song.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, her per minute total isn't bad. It's $2.90 per minute, but that's, you know, compare that to Charlie XCX, okay? Charlie XCX, her cost per song is $12.97, but her cost per minute is $3.55.
Oh, geez.
So it gets a little expensive. Lady Gaga, for example, her cost per song, $13.97.
Dang!
Yeah. That's expensive.
Okay.
When you break it down like this, your girl, Beyonce, she's not much better. And she plays for a long time, but her tickets are just really expensive.
Yeah.
$13.63 per song.
It makes sense. But she does like 25 songs.
I know. But like, if they could bring the ticket price just a little lower.
Oh, tell me about it.
It wouldn't make it so high, you know? I feel so bad for all you Beehive fans out there. Okay, so let's go on the good side. One of the best concert values out there is Usher.
Really?
Yeah. He's charging $3.76 per song, or about $1.22 per minute.
Okay, Usher.
Yeah, so he's good. Another good one to go to, Shakira. Her cost per song is high, $10.52, but her cost per minute is only $1.77.
Oh, not bad.
So that is not too bad. And then right there with her, Bad Bunny, $10.73 per song, but $2.62 a minute. So I'm going to start dividing the songs by the ticket price to see the best value for my money.
That's too confusing for me. I'm just going to go in a little tipsy, and I'm like, just give me a good show.
Just enjoy yourself. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know what's coming up. Graduation season.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it? Graduation season is here. I feel like it is the unspoken Hunger Games of finding a good seat. Have you ever been to a graduation and it's just like a free-for-all and you're just like trying to find seats, not just for you, but for your entire family? You're like, okay, I'm going to reserve these 6 seats. And then there's another family that comes in and they're trying to sit down and you're like, no, sorry, these are taken. Like, you put all your jackets and stuff on them. It's always a mess. And do you guys feel like there's a limit on saving seats for a graduation, or is it just a free-for-all? 702-364-9400. The reason I ask this, because I will never forget when my brother almost threw hands at my little brother Mario's college graduation.
What?
It was the most embarrassing thing. And I'm trying to find a picture, because someone got a picture of him post fight and he looks so angry. I wanted to show you, like, I have it somewhere. So some guy was saving, this is at Colorado State University, some guy is saving not just a couple of seats, he not even one row, he had 2 full rows that he was saving.
2 full rows.
He put programs, he put like jackets, he put all this stuff on the seats for 2 full rows, like he rented them or something. And it was not a ticketed, it was a ticketed event, but not like reserve seating or anything like that. So my brother gets there before all of us with his family. So he goes to sit down and I'm literally right behind him. So he's already seated. And then I see him like talking to this guy and I can tell it's not a friendly conversation. So he sits down and the guy says, sorry, these are taken. And my brother, without blinking, says, I dare you to make me move. Oh, boy.
Then you knew that chaos was about to
ensue. Yeah, so I wasn't there when that happened. He told me after the fact.
Oh, you weren't there.
But I just approached. When I approached, they were in each other's faces. And I'm like, what is happening? I thought I was going to witness like a cap and gown brawl. Then this guy's wife, she starts pulling his arm. And she shut it down with one sharp, sit down, Ron.
Come on, Ron. And why is his name Ron?
It was Ron. It was just like, sit down, Ron. And so Ron sits down. Then they're literally sitting next to each other. And the armrest, it's a battle for the armrest. They're both like pushing. It was a mess. I finally had to switch spots with my brother, so there wasn't going to be a fight. What is the etiquette, though? How many seats is too many to save? Have you ever witnessed like a graduation showdown? I'm really nervous for all of you that are going to graduations here. 702-364-9400. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Did you see a graduation showdown?
Well, I had a graduation showdown because I went to my husband's graduation and he was getting his master's. So it's not like the first one, you know?
Yeah.
But a girl was saving like 30 seats, the entire row. And I'm like, all of these people, elderly people are passing by. And I'm like, save 6 or 8 seats, not 30 seats. That is excessive. And she's like, my whole family's coming. I have a big family. I'm like, we all have a big family. I'm sitting here. I don't know what else you are going to do, but my family's sitting here. So I sat in her save seats.
Yeah, and what happened? Did she throw hands?
No, she just kept saying, you're not being nice. You're not being nice. And I'm like, you're not being nice. You can't save 30 seats.
Well, why do people think that's okay? If you're one of those people that saves 30 seats, hey, like, no attacks here. I just want to get your mindset behind it. Like, why do you think that's okay? I get it. You got there first. You get the right to your seats. I even say throw in a couple extra. Yeah, you deserve it. But 30? Come on. Give me a break.
I don't get it. And this is probably why at my college at San Diego State, they only give like 6 tickets to a student. And if there's any leftovers, maybe you'll get max of 8. Okay, 8 I feel like is a reasonable maybe number to save seats. But like 30 or 15 or even more than 10, I think that's excessive. And I remember my friends and family, when I gave them tickets, they didn't want to deal with any of the craziness of the seats. They sat all the way in the nosebleeds.
Oh my gosh. They were like, we're not dealing with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the worst place to save seats? Like, where it is the most frustrating for you? Like, is it a movie theater? I love that they now ticket seats with the specific seats. That to me was the greatest idea of all time, because you'd always have that person that would sit there and hold like the best seats. And sometimes people wouldn't even come and sit in them. They just didn't want anyone to sit next to them. But what do you think is the absolute worst place people try to save seats? Because I have a theory on the worst one. And this is actually very newsworthy, because a survey came out and said 60% of people say they cannot stand when people save seats here. It's just that grating. What is it? If you know, give us a call. 702-364-9400. We'll talk about it. And no saving seats. Max 5.
PSA for Mercedes.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. 60% of people say they cannot stand it when people save seats here. Diana, good morning. What do you think it is?
I think it's your kids' recitals, like anything at the school. So last night, we actually had an orchestra concert for all of our kids at the school. And it was going to be 4th through 8th grade, so we anticipated a lot of people. So we got there right when they told us to get there, which was like 5:30. There's a ton of people waiting outside. We walk in, and as we walk in at the end of the crowd, like every seat, every bench, every bleacher has, you know, jackets on it, pamphlets on it. People are saving seats. And I walked in, I had to stand on the side. There was no seats. And finally, one of the directors for the programming was like, hey, you know, raise your hand if there's a seat next to you. There's tons of people still standing. Nobody raises their hand.
Oh, such jerks.
Every single bench is being saved. And I was just like, I'm good. I'm not dealing with this. Like, and I'm telling you, I mean, this programming didn't start until 6. We were standing until 7:30.
Oh no, my gosh. You know,
it went on until 7:30. I got there at 5. So from 5:30 to 7:30, I just stood there.
It's so hard. Those kids' programs are so adorable, but the torture they put you through to get there, I don't know, man.
Even during.
Diana, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you think? 60% of people say they cannot stand it when people save seats here.
I'm thinking of 4th of July, and we go out to the Summerlin Patriotic Parade every single year. We host it, and people camp out, put their chairs, put their canopies days before. I was actually talking to some people in Boulder City, some of the cops there, because I did an event. I said, what's one of your biggest events? They also said the 4th of July stuff. And they too will camp out days before. And it's like when you get there early in the morning, there are no places to sit. So I think it's that.
It's not that. It's that definitely a lot of people will set up their tents. They have their lawn chairs. What gets me is that no one steals the stuff.
Yes.
It's like they just leave it there. They're like, I see blankets out there. Nobody touches their blankets. They just leave it there. The answer is when people cannot stand it. 60% of people say they can't stand it when people reserve pool chairs with towels.
Oh,
summer is coming up. Everyone's going to be going to the pools. I mean, count me in that 60%, because I will never forget. We stayed at this hotel in Hawaii. This was years ago. And every morning, like clockwork, this one woman would get up at 6 a.m. and she would go out there and she would drape towels over 10 chairs right by the prime spot,
yeah.
The best spot by the pool. Her group, they'd stroll in around noon, and it wasn't even a 10-person group. They just wanted chairs to put their stuff on. They just wanted to be able to spread out. Like, ma'am, you cannot hold chairs hostage. One morning, Matt just got sick of it, and he just took off some of the towels and flung them on the ground, and he took two of the chairs because he's like, this is ridiculous.
I love Matt for doing that, but I think about it at the beach. So you know how like some beaches will have those lawn chairs on the sand?
Yes.
So some people will save their towel or their chairs with towels, and you'll see some of the towels from the wind blowing off, littering into the sand, littering into the water. And I'm thinking about all of the wildlife. I'm thinking about how just selfish it is of you to think about yourself and not to think about like where that ends up going if the winds are strong.
Yeah, it may not even be the winds. It may be like husbands like Matt throwing them on the ground just to get that spot. You never
Matt's
know.
Matt's like, whatever.
Move it.
Throw it out there. I don't care.
All right, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. And we have a pair of tickets for you right now to go see Sheryl Crow. She is coming to town, the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on June 7th, and you're going to be there. When you win Heads Up, you pick your category, and you get 6 answers in 60 seconds. These tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Brenda, your caller 20.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yay.
Let's do this. Let's get you some Sheryl Crow tickets when she comes to the Cosmopolitan. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Right On or All in the Fam?
Or All in the Fam.
Okay, International Day of Families is today. These are all things that are associated with families, okay?
Okay.
Things associated with families. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
She is the matriarch of the family.
Mother. The mother.
Oh, yes. These are your brothers and sisters. They're your
siblings.
Here's someone else. This is They're your sons and daughters by marriage. They're your
stepchildren.
Yes. This is if you say you were born to someone else, but we want to make you our daughter. You are
adopted.
Yes.
Yes. This is the whole family gets together for this.
The reunion.
Yes. My uncle's child is my what?
Cousin.
Yes. Wow. Woo! Now, Brenda, either your voice got really deep when you were answering some of these or someone was helping you out. who was helping you out this morning?
My husband's sitting right here.
You guys were a great team. Congratulations. You just got
Thank
those
you.
Tickets to see Sheryl Crow. It's just so funny out here. Mother.
siblings.
Like, who? Wait, what happened to Brenda's voice?
No kidding. Like, and it was a little mumble too.
But we say, hey, you get 6 and 60 and you can take all the help you can get. So congratulations, Brenda and husband with the deep voice. You guys are going to see Sheryl Crow at the Cosmopolitan, and we'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Over 1,000 Starbucks baristas at 75 U.S. stores went on strike starting Sunday to protest a new dress code. So the rules, which kicked in on Monday, say that baristas must wear solid black shirts and khaki black or blue denim pants. Before that, they could wear darker colors. They could wear patterned shirts. And the union, Starbucks Workers United, they say this change, it's way too strict and it feels disrespectful, especially since the company didn't talk it over with them. Baristas get 2 free branded t-shirts, but a lot are upset with, you know, losing their personal style. The union hints at more walkouts if things don't change, but Starbucks says it's working to fix the issues to keep the stores running. The strike has sparked a lot of talk online, some calling the dress code unfair, others saying it's really not a big deal.
I don't see the big deal. I just think, like, hey, you got to wear darker colors. You can't wear hot pink no more. You can't wear yellows no more. It's just like, go darker so it looks like a little bit more uniformed.
See, I am like, I don't care what they're wearing. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me as a customer. Let them wear their hot pink. Let them wear their yellow. It doesn't matter to me. So go ahead. I mean, I don't think people are really paying attention to what they're wearing. They want their coffee, you know?
Yeah.
It just seems like, okay. Why? You want them to all look the same? I guess, okay, that's your prerogative as a business, but I kind of like when they have their different things on and you can kind of tell their personality. If I'm even paying attention, honestly, I'm probably not.
As a barista, though, do you think, like, oh, you know, you went from like this hot pink colors and like that's your style to feeling like you need to go to darker? Would that upset you?
Well, I would kind of be like, why? What was wrong with what we were doing? I mean, I wouldn't quit over it, but I just question, like, what's the point of this? Was it hurting anybody? Were people complaining? I guess I just don't understand the idea behind it.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also this morning, in a move that's going to make brand strategists dizzy, Warner Brothers Discovery, they're flipping the switch and renaming Max back to HBO Max this summer. So the change is meant to refocus on the punch of the HBO brand while still offering broader content for families. It's kind of a nod to what made that service stand out in the first place. They admitted that maybe it's a quiet admission, rather, that ditching HBO was not the best call. I was always so confused because I always thought, like, certain shows were on HBO and then they're on Max, and I'm like, wait, is that Cinemax? Or no, that's HBO. Wait, what? It was just so confusing. I never understood. They hope that this rebrand is going to make the streaming service stand out more in this crowded streaming market.
I mean, I see Max. I still think of HBO Max. I mean, I don't think of just Max. When I think Max, I think of Goofy Son. I don't think HBO.
So you see Max, but in your mind, you say HBO Max.
100%.
So maybe that's why they're doing it, because everyone never was able to separate the two. So
when you hear the HBO bed here, what TV show do you think is next?
The Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, I don't know why I just heard, woke up this morning. Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh, man, that show's good. You should watch it. That was a really good show. If you want to go back and watch a classic show, that show was so good. Ramon, did you ever watch The Sopranos?
I hate to admit, I get grief about this from everyone. I have not.
Oh, wow.
You guys, yeah. Okay, that's my homework for you guys. If you have a spare moment, it's a lot of seasons, so I get it. But right. If you guys are looking for a new show, a new old show, then I would recommend that
I'm
one.
On a show right now.
Which one?
Oh, you know, Tangerines. When Life Gives You Tangerines.
When Life Gives You Tangerines.
I got a phone on it. So yeah. Is that, okay. I know I really oversold it, but it is in my top 5 of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. What is your take so far?
I mean, only halfway through it, but right now, no complaints. Definitely emotional almost every episode, right? We have this joke with me and my wife, Jackie. We watched 7 or 8 episodes. She's cried 5 of those 7.
No kidding.
It's so good.
I watch the show?
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix? Correct.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. It's a must watch. Must watch.
Subtitles?
I don't do the dubbing when I watch that. Korean shows because sometimes I don't think it translates right, and I just don't like the lips not matching up. So you have to pay attention.
Okay, I'm ready to cry.
And the voices are just, it's like funny.
they don't match.
Yeah, so bad. I hate, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, you gotta watch. Okay, Sopranos second to Tangerines.
When Life Gives You Tangerines is number one, and then Sopranos we'll put on the back burner.
All right, finally this morning, speaking of Netflix, you guys are probably too young for this because I barely remember it. I actually don't even remember seeing it on TV. I just remember seeing, like, not reruns, but clips of it online. Star Search?
Yes.
Do you guys remember that show?
I never watched
it. The only reason I remember this show was because it was on an episode of Full House.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And there was it ran from 1983 to 1995, but there was a brief revival, I guess, from 2003 to 2004. Netflix is bringing it back.
No way.
Yeah. So they had their upfronts and they announced that their new version is going to air live. They didn't say when or who's going to be involved. But if you had to go on Star Search today, they're looking for a star. And so you have to display your talent. What would your talent be?
Easy dancing.
Yeah, I figured yours would be super easy. Yeah, and you would probably win too.
No, I don't know about win. Yes, I'm a little rusty.
You would. What about you, Ramon?
Oh my gosh. I think I could sound like Stitch.
You can sound like Stitch.
Okay
wait.
Do we have Star Search music?
Let's see.
Oh okay. Gosh, you have okay. Spot.
Yes, we're gonna see. Is Ramon good enough for the new Netflix version of Star Search?
We do.
Okay.
You ready, Mercedes?
Here we go. Welcome to Star Search, where we're trying to find the biggest stars in America. Our next contestant is Ramon from Las Vegas, and he is here.
Yeah.
To give us his best impression of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Ramon!
Hi, punch buggy!
Oh my god!
Did that work?
Yeah, give us some more,
Ramon!
Oh, hi, my name is Stitch. How are you? Haha, blue punch buggy. Hi, Lilo.
Let's go to the judges. Judge number one, Steph, how many out of 4 stars do you give Ramon?
Ramon, you know, for effort and for, you know, longevity of how long you've been on the show, I'll give him a 3.
All right. I'll take it. Okay, Mercedes, based on his impression of Stitch, what do you give him? I think he was great. I think he sounded just like Stitch. I'm going to give him a 4.
Yay!
And that's an average of 3.5. You are our winner, Ramon. Congratulations. You are the winner of Star Search.
Woo! I get $1 million now? Or
I don't know.
Prize?
I don't know what the prize is.
We give you $1 million stars.
I'll give you a laboo-boo.
Oh, I'll take one.
Oh, God, no.
It's Mix 94.1.
You were right there all along.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gone out to your driveway to get in your car and you're like looking around? Where is my car? And then you second guess, like, wait, did I park it in the garage or what's going on? And then you realize your car was stolen. There's a lot of car theft that happens here in the Valley. And unfortunately, this hits pretty close to home for you, Ramon. What happened?
Unfortunately, yes. A couple mornings ago, my niece walks out from her apartment. Same thing. Looking for a car. Car's not there. Car's gone. Obviously, calls the cops. Cops was kind of like, yeah, it's one of those things where Hyundais and Kias are hot stolen cars right now. So he recommends that when she does get it back, to just get rid of it because it's not worth the hassle.
Which one did she have, the Hyundai or the Kia?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. So she has like no clue. Is there any sort of tracking on it or anything like that?
Nothing.
No surveillance footage in front of the home to at least have like any inkling?
Nothing.
Oh.
Zero nothing. I mean, it's a 2021 gray Hyundai Accent. It has two Life is Beautiful stickers, one on the gas cap and one on the trunk.
Oh my gosh. Has this ever happened to anyone over your car, your bike, even your stroller or something, were just poof, gone? And did you ever get it back? 702-364-9400. One of my friends, he had his car in the driveway, and I want to say it was one of the Rivians. It's like some fancy electric car, and I don't know. He had the footage of it, so he posted this video on his social media, and it shows the guys coming up with some kind of device that unlocked the car.
What?
Like, I don't know what it was. It unlocked the car. So they take it. He doesn't notice because he doesn't leave the house all day. So all day goes all along, and then he comes out later on that afternoon, and he's like, wait a second. Oh my gosh, my car's gone. So he goes back on the footage. He sees it happen overnight. So he's way behind on this. He just didn't notice. And there's he has an app for the car that can track it immediately.
No.
So he looks and he sees it's a couple miles away in another neighborhood. So he goes over there and he sees a lady standing outside a house, not the one where the car is at. And he goes up to her. He goes, can you do me a favor? I'm going to take my car back. That's my car over there. Can you video me just in case, God forbid, anything happens? Can you take a video of me getting in my car and driving away? He's like, he had to park his other car in front of her house because he had to get there somehow.
Of course.
So he parked. She's like, of course. He parks the car at her house. This neighbor later is really nice. She's just standing there kind of videoing it. And he posted the video of him going, getting in his stolen car because he was able to open it with the other key fob, getting in, and you see someone coming out of the house. And he sped off. Like, the video is wild. Oh, I must have watched it 10 times. It's crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Grand Theft Auto, no
serious.
Kidding.
Tammy, hey, good morning. What happened?
Good morning. I used to live, have a townhouse, and I parked my car outside, and it was stolen, and I got a call from the police saying they found it by Wetlands Park, and I had to ride my bike all the way down because at that time there was no Uber or anything, and I didn't even think about a taxi, so I just rode my bike. It was like 6 miles from where I lived, and I got my car back. The airbags were gone. The hood and trunk, you couldn't even close them anymore.
What did they do? They want to steal your airbags or what?
Yeah,
airbags are expensive.
No kidding. I did not know that. That's crazy. So was it a total loss? Were you able to get it repaired or was that it?
It was a total loss. It was a Honda.
Oh,
a Honda
sorry.
Accord, so it was a total loss. But today I'm going to go steal my son's car because he doesn't want to take it to get it registered and stuff. Because he's lazy. He's a night owl.
You think it's
so
stealing, but really.
Today, when he goes out, he's not going to know. And my dad got a new car, so I'm taking my dad's new car that my son hasn't seen yet.
I love it. I'm stealing this back. It's mine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.